It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
I think the next moderator for any debate has got to be Cardi B.
Oh, wouldn't she be great?
She would be the best moderator. We need this in our life. So last night she was watching the vice president debates.
Of course she was.
And she was going insane.
I knew you were going to say that because I know it. I know it. I was going to say that.
She started the night off like this.
Shut up. She said it. Shut up. She said it. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he didn't let her talk. So I know that Cardi B was
like,
probably pissed.
She told
that
him to be
Kamala...
quiet, and he took an extra 15 more seconds.
So I want to ask you about this. I think women their whole life have been dealing with this situation where a white-haired guy talks over everything they say and doesn't listen to a word they say. What is your thoughts on this? If you were in her seat, would you just be like, this is just another guy, I'm used to it? Or would you step up and say, stop it?
I mean, if it was 1950, I would just sit and grin and bear it and be like, I'll just wait for my chance. But it's 2020, and women no longer wait for men to give them space to talk. So I was glad that she was like, I'm speaking. You know, our new attitude as far as women go, when men do that, when they speak over you or they mansplain you, I have a friend who has never taken a psychology course in his life. I have a PhD in psychology. He constantly tells me about studies and why I'm wrong. Okay. It's like, I have a PhD in this stuff. This is your manly opinion. And I'm done. I'm sick of taking that from him. So what we do now, what we women do now, is we treat men like children, because that's a really immature, childish thing to do. So we got to treat them like children. Sweetie, I'm speaking.
Shut up! She said it, shut up! She said it, shut the fuck up! Like, she told him to be quiet and he took an extra 15 more seconds.
When the moderator said, that's enough, he didn't hear it.
No, because it's a woman moderator, because he's a complete misogynist, because he does not value women.
She said, shut the fuck up!
Yeah, Cardi B. And you know what? See, that's what you need. You need Cardi B there, that when Pence is asked a question and he doesn't answer it or he takes too much time, you need Cardi B there going, shut up!
Shut up! She said it, shut up! She said it, shut the fuck up!
Right. You need to just put that on a button. Just play that every time Pence keeps talking.
To me, the thing that just stood out was talking over two women and didn't even pay attention to him. You know, that stood out to me.
And right, and you're a Neanderthal.
Exactly.
You just literally crawled out of the cave 10 minutes ago.
Exactly.
I think that was a strategy from the very beginning. I think that's what whoever's still around him that doesn't have COVID, who's allowed to still talk to him, said, just keep talking. It's two women, run roughshod over them, just say what you want to say. Don't worry about the questions asked. Just stick to the talking
points.
Shut
up!
Because
shut up!
If Pence is somebody who has not said a word in 4 years.
Right.
And suddenly he's a four-year-old who's excited to tell you about his day. And then this, and then that, and then I was thinking this, and then this, and then it's like, wait a minute. That is a total strategy. And it has nothing to do with the conversation. And he made a fool out of himself. I actually felt bad for him at one point because he was making a fool out of himself. And then there was the fly on his head. Nobody can take you seriously anyway. But really, if you have a fly on your head, I don't care what's coming out of your mouth next. We don't hear a word of it. We're like, fly. There's a fly.
Fly.
There's a
fly.
Fly on your head.
Fly.
You know.
And it's still there. Fly.
Fly. Still there. The fly. You've got a fly.
The fly couldn't land anywhere else. It had to land on his head.
It was great. And that's, I'm telling you, that's what blew up on Twitter. There were so many great fly memes. I got involved. I had to tweet a couple of things about the fly. I put up Jeff Goldblum turning into the fly and Pence with the fly in his head. And I wrote, who wore it better?
That's disgusting.
Flygate was trending all day today.
Of course it was.
She's gotta shut the fuck up!